fighting men of the United Nations, it's Jubilee. Men, have you had your kicks this week? Well, here's Jubilee, produced by the Special Service Division of the War Department. And tonight, we're going to try to wiggle the tongue in your old GI brogans. And with us to assist in the turret technique, our sister Rosetta Tharp, Trevor Bacon, the Delta Rhythm Boys, Frank Humphreys, Johnny Mason and Johnny Weigel, and Lucky Millinder and his famous orchestra. And now, here he is, your master of ceremonies, the original Mr. 10 by 10, Ernie Whitman.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Cats, we want you to gather around our solid little source of grade A for some highfalutin lip flapping. But first, I want you to meet our conductor, who's back with us again by special request, Lucky Millinder. Lucky, before we start up the B flat, I want you to know we have a lot of requests from men over in Hawaii. How would you like to say a word to them?
I sure would, Ernie. Aloha, anua, loa, kako, cat. Mahalo, anua, from Jubilee. Let's hola, hola, go.
Now, the English translation of that is, we're going to nibble the nub off the outer layer of lip largo. Your ink slinging has requested us to dig you deep, hilarious and ding-dongy. So latch on to a hunk of a lure called Jitters. Hola, hola, go lucky!
Thank you.
Now we're going to dig it with a dab of double gooey doggerel. So cat, swap off your whiskers and stretch out your fangs. And get with this interplanetary clamoroo as kicked out with the Delta Rhythm Boys. Than whom there is no than whomer. It's Rigoletta. That must be simple and grand water. As the whisper that don't mean a thing.
Not a thing. We will improvise some words that we can swing.
When the best you best know, grandiose people say, oh, Rigoletti,
Letti,
oh, you will know. Wait until you hear the swing. Swing high, see, though it may be far, set to your
the pretty little ditty when you swing it soft and mellow. What shall go so mellow? Every baffle like to show you that he keeps the rhythm mellow.
Oh, he keeps it mellow with smell.
Then he's making me a fool.
A fool of me.
He won't make you a fool.
A fool of me.
La, la, la.
A fool of me.
Macaroni and bologna, I can never forget. Oh, but it's love, not photo. In the land of sunny Italy, I want to be a better. But it's love, not photo, not photo, not photo.
If we
put
those great big red bananas, go
you make me laugh, you make me laugh. That's such a funny thing you do.
Up the well-known hokum. And now, men, here's a whole raft of rips and reeds that'll make the clocks on your socks do a live forever. And we're doing this one for a Hep Jackson at APO 980, T Sergeant Norton George Peacock. I want you to meet Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Sister Tharpe, what brace of free fats are you going to mellow for us?
Rock Daniel.
Well, leave Daniel have an easy time in your vocal hammock, sister.
We're gonna hold a meeting tonight.
Tonight.
We're gonna hold a meeting tonight.
Tonight.
We're gonna hold a meeting tonight. So we can straighten out the business at hand. Yeah.
Yes.
We are gonna learn a new thing.
We are gonna learn a new thing. We are gonna learn a new thing.
A rhythm and a rock.
And a rock's got rhythm.
So we come out tonight.
I said
we come out tonight.
How
we come out tonight.
Rock.
With the Mezzi intermezzo.
Well, Ernie, we've got a letter from a lot of guys at APO 953, and we'll have to answer in full at some future date. For the present, I'd just like to say hello to Sergeants Willie J. Prince, Nathaniel Ellis, James Brown, Andrew Woodruff, Willie Baker, Leslie Frost, and Elking Worthington. How's everything in Barracks 14, men? Well, I hope they're going to be a bit more solid now, because here's one that really ought to well you. It's a toothsome tidbit called Are You Ready? And the mess of dots are did it by Trevor Bacon. I hope you like it.
Are you ready, Lucky?
Solid! Solid!
Sometimes referred to as a big gate off of Harlem's Hallelujah Heaven. is going to swack off the rust of a squeaky hinge and blare it up, flag it up, smear it, and shine it on down to a Shangri-La Dida, front and center with a putty blower, Frankie. Thank you. Was that good? Man, it was good. And now while you guys catch up on your inhales and exhales, I'd like to deflate my lungs in your direction. And while I'm at it, I want to say many thanks to Captain Leo W. Gillians at APO 953. An answer to yours of the 25th is on the way. Meantime, I want to remind all you fellas listening to dip your bayonets into some blue fluid and scratch out some scribbling to Jubilee Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. Your request for man-made or music will be beamed to you as hastily as we can take the request, please.
Just a minute, Mr. Whitman. Can I make a little announcement right here, please? I don't want to butt in, you know, but just a little announcement. Say, what's going on here? What's this all about? I'm trying to make an announcement.
Yeah.
What's out of your button in there? I asked for Mr. Whitman to make an announcement. Did you see me get ready to make an announcement here?
You're
butting here, running your hall. Hey there, wait a minute. Who you
thinking?
Where do you get that kind of stuff at?
Yeah,
listen, I'm a man. I don't like that kind of stuff.
Yes,
who told you to come down here?
Let me talk some, will you?
Now, what do you want to say?
Well, all I want to ask you is, how do you get out of here? That's all.
How'd you get in here?
I come in through the gate.
Well, why'd you go out the same way?
Oh, no. It looked like everybody tonight. I happened to be down here at Fort Walt Chuka. Did a benefit show down there.
Yeah?
As soon as the show was over, I started for the gate. A man stepped from behind the building and hollered, halt.
Well, you started outside.
Yeah.
A man stepped behind the building and hollered, halt.
That's right.
Well, did you halt?
I'm here, you know.
And you didn't see me get ready to make an announcement?
No, I didn't.
What's the matter with you? Are you drunk?
Huh?
I said, are you drunk?
Drunk?
Yes.
What's the matter? Are you jealous?
Why should I be jealous when I don't drink?
That's good.
My father before me didn't drink.
Yeah?
My grandfather didn't drink.
Yeah?
In fact, my forefather didn't drink.
Well, I drink.
Yeah?
My father before me drank.
Yeah?
My grandfather lived the ripe old age of 96.
Yeah?
2 years ago, he died.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks ago, we dug him up.
So what?
He looks a darn sight better than you do right now.
Well, all right. It's about how I look. Remember this. How I look, life begins at 40.
Yeah? And can end at once.
Hey, well, you're a pretty smart boy.
No.
Oh, you must be something. What's your name?
My name is Spider Bruce.
Spider Bruce?
That's right.
That's a peculiar name.
Yeah, but I didn't name myself, you know that.
No, I know that. Spider.
B-I-D-E-R.
C-I-D-E-R?
That's right.
How do you spell the Bruce?
Bruce, that's Bruce, U-F-C-E, Bruce.
Well, where you from, Spider-Man?
I'm from Gaffney, South Carolina.
Gaffney?
Oh, yeah.
Gaffney, I never heard of that.
Oh, it's down there, all right.
All right, listen. I won't argue with you, buddy. Listen, I'm not going to argue with you about it at all because my father is a big man. My father's a big cattleman.
Cattleman?
Yeah.
Now, you can talk to me about cattle because I sure do love cattle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, he raises some of the greatest stockers in the country today.
Fairground.
Prize winner.
Supremacy.
Blue ribbon stuff.
You got something.
Penny, listen. On our farm, we got the fastest and the smartest bull in the world there.
The bull or your father?
I told you about that.
Now, I misunderstood you.
I'm talking about the bull.
Yeah.
Let me show you how fast this bull is.
Yeah.
My father's farm is 25 miles long.
Yeah.
There's a train passing every day about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Going at the rate of 60 to 70 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
One of them fast-moving
Got
trains.
Got to be fast.
Boy, this bull goes to the edge of the farm and waits for that train.
Yeah.
And races to the other end, which is 25 miles.
Uh-huh.
And beats it there 5 minutes ahead of time every day.
Now, let me see, do I understand you?
Yeah.
Every evening at 5 o'clock, the bull comes out of the stable.
That's right.
He looks at the clock and see what time it is.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Well, how do we get in time?
Oh, it tells time by the sun.
Oh, by the sun.
Look at the clock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure, it tells by the sun.
What kind of bull is that?
That's the time by the sun.
That's right.
Now, that's all right, though.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad to miss you anyhow.
Uh-huh.
Leaving town tonight.
Well, where?
I'm going back to Los... Well, I'm leaving, going to New York.
Going to New York?
Tonight, yeah.
New York City?
Yes, I left...
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I left New York this morning at 7 o'clock. Got you at 9:30, you know, and... I want to see a boy that...
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, what?
You're a little ahead of your story.
What do you mean?
You say you left New York this morning?
Yeah.
Seven got here at 9:30
That's
this morning?
Right. That's right.
Oh, no.
No, what?
It's impossible.
I'm here.
But you couldn't make it.
I'm here.
Oh, man.
Oh, somebody tell him I'm here.
Listen, don't you know that's 3,000 miles away from here, man?
It's better than that, ain't it?
Oh, man, you couldn't make a trip like that by train.
I didn't come by train, no.
You couldn't come by bus.
I didn't bus it here, either.
No, you couldn't come on a boat.
And I didn't boat it here. Either.
Why, you couldn't even fly
and
here.
I didn't fly here.
Well, how'd you get here then?
I rode your father's bull.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Ma'am, those two chaps you just got a load of were John Mason and Johnny Weigel. Former comedians with Bill Robinson's show, Born Happy. We hope you drop in on us again soon, boys. Approaching the left flank of this Jubilee microphone at the moment is a man with the news about the winder upper. Leave us have the bitter batter, Lucky Milliner.
Well, this number is respectfully dedicated to Sergeant John H. Witherspoon at APO 708. We haven't got an arrangement of the song you requested with us at this time, Sergeant John, but you'll be dug by it very soon. And here's one I think you'll like. It's Rustle of Spring, and we do it the hard way, if you know what I mean.
Stand by, Sergeant. We are off.
We started a point in the program which we have now arrived. In other words, the conclusion has been reached, and we shall deal with it in a rooty manner. Lucky Melinda, have you a word for the cats?
Thanks for your letters, fellas, inviting me back to the Jubilee microphone. I hope you're solid as a brass gas jet. And remember, we can be had. Just give us a holler. So long for now.
Thanks, Lucky. Meantime, this is Ernie Whitman beating his choppers for the Delta Rhythm Boys. Sister Rosetta Thorpe, Trevor Bacon, Frank Humphreys, John Mason and Johnny Weigel, Lucky Melinda and all the cats in the menagerie. Plant you now and dig you next week at the proper moment. So long and good luck.